one more episode on projection before we start on the speed of a read, and that'll get underway tomorrow. Just thought, because I'm kind of writing this, the world is still mid-pandemic, and even though the use of masks has declined somewhat, it's a chance to write some notes and to bring you those on what we've learned since, early 2020 about wearing a mask and talking through a mask. It's harder to be heard when wearing a mask, and that can lead to a strained voice. So you need to be clearer with your diction. It's harder to be heard, and that can lead to a muffled voice. So you need to consider a greater variety of modulation, tone, intonation, and focused projection, especially concentrating on ends of sentences so they don't peter out, like that one did. And also, wearing a mask hides your facial expressions, especially the micro-expressions that we do without thinking. So consider using other gestures, perhaps with your eyes, raising your eyebrows, smiling with your eyes, your head, cocking it to one side, nodding, shaking, using your hands. We have much, much more on how gestures help your voice later on in this podcast series. So projection through a mask, you need to be clearer with your diction, have a greater variety of modulation and tone, and also use gestures more often so people can understand the message if they can't see your mouth making it. Thanks for the loan of your ears. Tomorrow we start on the speed of the read as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.